With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is attacked. Correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
A gunman has been captured by Lebanese soldiers after attempting to attack the American embassy near Beirut. A Lebanese security official tells the AP there were four assailants in all, including one who drove the gunman to the site and three others who opened fire. The Lebanese military, in a statement, says soldiers shot an assailant who they only described as a Syrian national. The gunman was wounded and taken to a hospital. Local media reported that there was a gunfight for almost half an hour by the U.S. diplomatic mission in the suburb of Orca, north of Beirut. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the 80th anniversary this week of D-Day, and many of those heroes who fought there have returned to France to pay tribute to those who did not make it home. King Charles III spoke at England's D-Day remembrance.
It is our duty to ensure that we and future generations do not forget their service and their sacrifice in replacing tyranny with freedom. Let us once again commit ourselves always to remember, cherish, and honor those who served that day.
Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says it's Joe Biden's fault that he won't be on the debate stage later this month. Biden and former President Trump will face off in a debate on CNN. Wednesday, Kennedy spoke with TMZ, saying he believes Biden made CNN alter the criteria for debate inclusion so that he would not qualify. Kennedy also said he's filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against CNN, claiming the network colluded with Biden's campaign to keep him from taking part in the debate. This is SRN News. Spain's government proposes a law to protect children from online threats.
Public concern in Spain has grown after a string of cases of sexual violence and abuse linked to the internet. The prime minister has said his country is facing an authentic pandemic of pornography targeted at minors. A proposed bill would modify the criminal code to create specific crimes for sharing pornographic material with minors and the creation of deepfake images using artificial intelligence. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The abortion rate in Indiana has plummeted. LifeNews.com says the Indiana Department of Health's report for this year's first quarter shows a 98% decrease in abortions compared to a year earlier. Under the state's law, abortions are only allowed in very rare circumstances, such as saving the life of the mother. Indiana became the first state to ban abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A new Georgia poll shows President Trump leading Biden by 5 points.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former President Trump's Georgia election case now on hold. A Georgia court of appeals indefinitely paused the case until a panel of judges rule on whether Fulton County DA Fani Willis should be removed. Trump's legal team is pushing to disqualify Willis over her relationship with a special prosecutor she hired to lead the case. House Republicans are referring criminal charges against President Biden's son and brother to the Department of Justice. More details at SRNnews.com.